Hello, this is Paige Hattie with CBM Connect, and today we are speaking with Krister Larsen. For over 30 years, Krister has been specializing in condition monitoring and has held specialist and managerial positions in the field since 1987. Since 2005, he has been involved in training, and he is currently a Level 3 Mobius instructor. In 2015, he joined SPM Instrument and is responsible for the SPM Academy, which carries out both Mobius certified courses and training on SPM technology. Krister is a true condition monitoring expert and has practical experience in a range of fields. And today we will be speaking with Krister about time waveform analysis. Hi, Krister. How are you doing today?
It's fine, Paige. From cold Sweden, yes, but we survived.
Living the dream, right?
Oh, yes.
So we're going to jump right in here, Krister. So let's start. If you could tell me, how do we collect time waveforms in the best way?
I would say do it in a regular basis. You know, we always collect time waveforms, but there's way too many people don't even look into it. So best way actually is to start looking at your time waveforms and sort out, is this the correct quality I was expecting? Is this the behavior of my time waveform I expected? And is it the right quality? I mean, if we're traveling doing measurements or we're doing in-house in a plant, we don't want to go back just because we have collect bad data. So how we do and how to collect is actually to do it the best proper way you can do it, but for sure look at it when you're at site, at the machine. And that is the first step, just start looking at it. Then how to collect it, depending on type of machines you have. If you go to the trainings, we're always talking about how many samples, how many samples per event, for instance, we have if we look for a gearbox. Of course, the more complicated machines becomes, the more complicated the time waveforms becomes. So start looking at them and make sure that you got the right quality. That is maybe the first one, how to collect it, is actually to collect it the right way. And then just go for training. Calculate, and do the proper training. And that is the best way of starting up with it.
Excellent. So then why is time waveform analysis so important when we have spectrum analysis?
I usually say to my classes, I've been doing Mobius training since I think it's 2005 or 6. I usually say there's only one truth in vibration analysis, and that is time waveform. What you should see in time waveform is what you should see in the spectra. Of course, early bearings on stage 2, maybe it's not easy to see that in a normal acceleration or velocity signal, but for like envelope technology, HD envelope technology, you will see, even see it very, very early in the time waveforms. And some of these defects, especially for gearboxes, are not easy to find in spectra. You see it quite easily in the time waveforms. I usually say that time waveforms is like music. You hear the music, and the spectra is more like the cover of the album. It's just a picture of everything. So it's very powerful to learn how to see time waveform developed, both when you have bearing defects or imbalance, misalignment, but you will see and you will learn quite quickly if you start looking at them and use, of course, different technologies like autocorrelation or symptom enhancement from SPM, some different technologies, or crest factor. All these, I will say, old-fashioned technologies is still very, very valid and can be very easily used, and it gives you a really good results. So, big differences. You see the music, you actually can hear the music in time waveform, and you see the album in the spectra. If it's obvious, yes, you will see the picture. If it's not that obvious, you can hear it in the music. So, that's my opinion. If looking to between time waveform analysis and spectrum analysis, is actually this, of course, same thing because one is calculated from the other. But if you learn, look at both of them, you will see much more than you did before.
Got it. So then, how can we learn about process cycles from our time waveform?
Say like this, if you're collecting a spectrum 0 to 1000 Hz with 800 lines of resolution, you will collect a time waveform of 0.8 seconds. 0.8 seconds is not a lot of time, I would say. So if you are in a steel mill or paper mill or tooling machinery, we have load cycles, load process cycles. If you collect a long time waveform, I mean a time waveform of like 5 minutes or maybe 10 minutes or even longer, you will see in the time waveform what happens during the when the machines go through different kinds of cycles. Typically, if you have a steel mill and some material go through the presses, you will see the tail end coming in the time waveform. You will see what happens during process, and you will see when the tails out goes out. And you can then see in the time waveform, if you have collected that long time enough, you will see when it goes in, what happens during, and what happened after. And then you can see, where should I measure? Where, for instance, if you look for online systems, where should I trigger my measurement? Where should I start collect repeatable data? And that is how we can learn about process cycles to take long time waveforms. I had a customer the other day, he's going to take a time waveforms, actually a time record, from a train. It's going 20 minutes, an express train from the airport. And he's going to take a time waveform every time for a couple of weeks. And he will probably see the differences on the tracks during when the spring comes, so actually turning from winter to spring, and see if the tracks actually behave different as a comfort measurement. So time waveforms can be used for a lot of different kinds of analysis that we have not been using it before, maybe not in a practical way, maybe academically or the super senior analytic guys and consultants have been doing it for many, many years. But now actually the systems is quite easy to work with, although also the lower part of the systems, the low level of the systems. So we can use ordinary portable systems now to collect long time waveforms and do this type of process cycles analysis quite easily. It's extremely powerful. And if you have good software who can post-process your systems or your signals, that will give you an even better ability to find problems that you can't actually find with spectra.
Got it. So my last question for you today, Krister, to kind of tie everything together. So what type of analysis tools are available for this type of signal?
I'll say, first of all, crest factor is an extremely good tool. Crest factors show you the ratio of the peak value from the RMS value in the time waveform, meaning that you can detect quite quickly if you have a very spiky time waveforms. Then you have skew, you have kurtosis, you have different kinds of graphs. At SPM, we are very fond of a circular plot, where we can find out on one rotation of a shaft, we can see how many events happens. That is used for gears, for bearing defects or detections. So that means that from the early days, we just have a time waveform and we had some markers. But today, there are more algorithms that could put in and filtering out the time waveform, like autocorrelation to see if there is a repeatable impact or repeatable pattern in the time waveforms that we then can extract to our spectrum analysis from or calculating our FFT. So I would say there's some tools available already, of course, and the high-end systems, these have always been there. But I will say that most of this manufacture of systems today add more and more analytic tools also for time waveforms. And there are more to come, I would say. Even if maybe the technology, the algorithms is not day fresh, say like that, maybe they are quite old. But we have a revenue again to use the old technology and utilize them on our new high definition signals. So a new era is also born for the old technology, I will say.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Krister. It was very nice talking with you, and I'm sure we'll sit down again in the future and talk to you more.
Looking forward to it.